doing all the civilian costumes for the film, so the family, so the people at home, and we go into an office to show how life was back in Australia during the war period. So and also for our lead actor, for Brendan Cowell, who we show him as a civilian before he goes to war, and who he was, so to give him a character reference, not just being a soldier in the trenches.
What sort of research do you have to do to work out exactly what Aussies were wearing in 1915, 1916?
Research is one of my favourite things about actually being a costume designer, and so I actually have a huge collection of books myself. So for this job, I actually put together a whole series of books on 1910 to 1920 women's wear, children's wear, men's wear, hats, shoes. I've been on the net. I've just actually got an email about mourning clothes that traditionally, it was a big time of change for fashion throughout the world. The war really ripped the social fabric of the world apart. And what happened to fashion was that women became less decorative and they actually entered the workforce, basically for the first time. So they needed work clothes. So office uniforms were invented. The whole suffragette issue was at the same time. So that strictly corseted look actually was changed into a much looser look, and it morphs from 1910 through to 1920. If you think of 1910, you've got women in S-bend corsets. By the time you get to 1920, which is only 10 years in fashion, you've got a much looser look. So women weren't wearing corsets as strictly rigidly binding their bodies, and it enabled women to actually be more practical in their daily lives. So I've done a lot of research. I've actually was lucky enough to be in London just prior to this job starting. So I did a lot of research in London, and I went to the big costume houses in London. And one of the main dresses that I've found, I was staying near Portobello Market, so I just walked up the road one day and found this beautiful, teens. They call the teens this period, teens dress, and just bought it and measured it up, and it fits my Bella Heathcote perfectly. It's beautiful.
And Bella's playing Marjorie, who's Oliver Woodward, Brendan Cowell's sweetheart in the film. Did we start to see women wearing pants at this time, or is it still a little bit early to see women coming through in trousers?
Women weren't wearing trousers at this period. What women did start to do was to start to wear ties. So you'll see that really Chanel kind of jacket that was actually invented, and women actually wore big skirts, white blouses, but they would put on a scarf in the terms of a tie, and that's as masculine as the look would get. It's later into the 30s that women actually start to wear trousers.